Randy hated Dr. Weems. The man was old and weird, with buck teeth and cold hands. He had all sorts of nasty-looking things in jars in his office. And on the walls, he had framed black-and-white photos showing a variety of dreadful, bizarre scientific experiments. A terrified infant monkey clinging to a wire mesh mother. A prison inmate handcuffed to a chair with his mouth open in a silent scream as a doctor dropped some kind of fluid into the prisoner's eye. A pair of Japanese doctors, World War II, Randy guessed, operating on a visibly awake Chinese woman whose mouth was twisted in agony. Dr. Weems led the twins into his examination room. He sat Robert on the table while Randy stood against the wall. He stared at the floor and flexed his fists inside his pockets as the doctor cut Robert's sleeve away and made little tisking sounds. "I haven't seen you two boys in a while," said the doctor. "Nope," said Randy. "Your mother was a fine woman. She helped me with many things." "Sure," said Randy. "Okay, then, Robert. Let's have a look at your arm." "Oh, yes, that's a break. How'd it happen?"
"Fell off a ladder," said Robert. His voice was steely. Didn't sound much like Robert's usual voice.
"How'd you fall off the ladder?" Robert hesitated long enough for Randy to glance up at him. Robert was staring at Randy with a strange expression he hadn't seen before. Was it anger? Pity? Both? It made Randy shiver. Then Robert looked away and said, "I just did."
"Well, at least it's not compound," said the doctor. He laughed as if a compound fracture were funny. Then he went about probing and pushing while Robert grunted with the pain and Randy stared at the floor. Being near Dr. Weems made him feel like he was going to puke.
"I'll be in the hall," Randy said. "Let me know when you're done."
The hallway was filled with wheelchairs and stretchers, most occupied, others empty. Some of the old people were asleep. Others stared helplessly at their hands. A man on a wheeled walker moved in Randy's direction, as if he wanted to talk. The last thing he wanted to do was talk. He could go outside, but there was some kind of birthday party going on. He could see the red and pink balloons through the glass of the front doors. "Find some place to wait," he thought. He moved down the hall a short distance, passing Dr. Weems' office. The door stood open. He could see the hideous shadowy jars on the shelves and the framed experiment photos on the walls.
"Can't this place get another fucking doctor? When the hell he gonna die?"
Past the nurse's station where two women in white looked over files, past the employee's lounge and a pair of restrooms, around a corner to a shorter, darker hall. On the left was a room with a sign, "Private Conference." He tapped on the door. No one answered, so he peeked inside. There was a table in the middle with six chairs round about. Glancing back around the corner, he could see the man on the walker was still coming his way, waving. Randy stepped into the room and pulled the door shut. "There. Good." He let out a breath. "Another. Another." The room had no window, but there was a chalkboard, a bookshelf crammed with volumes of various sizes and ages. His stomach twisted. "I've been here before. Little noses, dark eyes." A tight and nasty taste formed in his mouth. "I've been here before. I don't like this room." His breath caught, held. He shut his eyes and opened them again. "I've been here. When was I here? Dark eyes, ratty, furry bodies, claws." And he remembered. His nightmare became a day terror. Rabbits. He could smell them. He could hear their claws on the floor. He could sense their closeness, even though he couldn't see them. Coming closer. He blinked, and there they were, sharp teeth and ratty fur. Huge, furious eyes, dozens of them, crawling out from under the tables and chairs. "Oh, my God,